when I was a little kid. I remember at one point I was building something with Legos, and there was a piece that I couldn't find. And so, you know, I decided that this was a good time for prayer. And I thought I'd put prayer to the test. You know, I thought I'd say a prayer to find this Lego piece and see if it worked. And so I did that a few times, you know, as I couldn't find different Lego pieces. And I was a little disappointed at the results, because I didn't immediately find every piece I was looking for as soon as I would say a prayer. And, you know, looking back, I, of course, realized this was something very trivial. But at the time, I think it did impact my view of prayer. And I think that there's a lot of people that might have a similar experience with prayer. You know, someone who might ask that some trial be taken away from them that they're going through, and it doesn't happen. Or sometimes people struggle with a sin for a long period of time, and they pray that this sin be taken away from them, that they can just conquer this sin, and it doesn't happen. Or, you know, sometimes someone might be praying that a loved one is healed of some sort of serious illness, and they're not healed. And sometimes people, when their prayers aren't answered, it causes them to doubt. Or sometimes maybe even to give up on prayer. And to give up on prayer means some degree giving up on God. Or at least giving up on the belief that he acts in a real way in our lives. There's other times where God does answer prayers right away. You know, I had a friend who was born with cerebral palsy. It's incurable. The doctor said he would never walk. His nerves regenerated themselves, which is medically impossible. And his hobby now is jogging. Completely impossible. You know, God healed him, and it was miraculous. And I'm sure many of us have heard accounts of people who have offered prayers and they've instantly been answered. So, you know, how do we reconcile today's gospel, where Christ says, ask and you will receive, with the reality that sometimes prayers are answered, but sometimes they're not? You know, is this something wrong with prayer? You know, how do we reconcile these two? And I think it's important when we look at prayer to realize that prayer is not about getting every single thing that we ask for when we ask for it. You know, we don't expect our parents, you know, when we're kids, we don't expect our parents to give us every single thing that we ask for when we ask for it. And parents know that that's not good for their kids, because sometimes their kids ask for something that's not good for them. And they don't want their kids to be spoiled either. And so every parent knows that there's some times where you say yes, there's some times where you say no, and maybe if the kids persist enough and keep bothering you, maybe eventually you'll give in on certain things. But if we think about that with our natural parents, we shouldn't expect God to give us every single thing that we ask for when we ask for it. Prayer is first and foremost about establishing a relationship with our Heavenly Father. Just like with our own parents, we know them, we spend time with them, we love them, we trust them, we know that sometimes they'll give us what we ask for, sometimes they don't, but that's only one piece of the relationship. That's the type of relationship our Heavenly Father wants with us. He wants us to recognize that he is our Heavenly Father. We can trust him completely and totally. He wants us to come to him with our needs. And if it's for our good, and if it's accord with his will, he's going to answer our prayers, and he's going to answer them generously. And if what we ask for is not in accord with his will, then he's going to answer in his own way. He's going to give us something better, but something that's going to benefit us more in accord with his wisdom. And so when we approach prayer, it's important that first and foremost, we seek that relationship of trust, that whatever happens, whether the prayer is answered the way we want it to or not, we trust that he hears every petition and that he cares for us dearly, even more than our natural parents care for us. And so prayer is meant to draw us into that relationship. And that's what needs to be our primary focus. And that's why we need to persevere as well. Because any relationship requires perseverance. It's not just about going and asking for something and getting it or not. It's about establishing a relationship that's going to grow deeper over time. And over time, if we enter into an authentic relationship of prayer on an ongoing basis, it's going to change us. You know, that relationship of trust where we're constantly going to our Lord and trusting Him, it's going to change us. And we'll be able to look back over time and see how we're a different person because of that relationship of prayer. In our first reading, we hear about Abraham, and we hear him doing intercessory prayer. He's praying for the innocent people in Sodom and Gomorrah, in part because his nephew Lot is there, and he doesn't want him and his family to be destroyed. And so he's interceding for the innocent in Sodom and Gomorrah, and the Lord hears his intercession. I think that's an important lesson for us today because our nation is in a position where there's so much tension, especially in the aftermath of the reversal of the Roe versus Wade decision. You know, we have in extreme cases, we have churches getting vandalized, we have pregnancy centers getting firebombed across our country. But on a wider scale, you know, there's a lot of tension and animosity that this has created within families and certainly on social media. There's a lot of people that are lashing out in anger right now because of this. And for our response, we shouldn't be upset by this, and we really shouldn't be surprised by it either. Because what we're seeing right now is the aftermath of 50 years of the wounds of abortion all coming to the surface. You know, abortion causes deep wounds in people's hearts. There's a lot of people that are broken and that have been harmed, people who have participated in some way or been affected by abortion, and all of that is coming to the surface. And a lot of those wounds, people haven't addressed them, and they haven't come to terms with the reality of what's happened and found healing yet. And so it's important for us to intercede right now for our country and for healing for all these wounds that are coming to the surface. You know, that decision was made from the Supreme Court on the feast day of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And so we should be interceding to the Sacred Heart of our Lord for healing for all these wounds that are coming to the surface. The more anger that we see around us, the more that reveals the wounds that people have within them. And so as we reflect upon today's readings, it's important for each and every one of us to turn to God in prayer, to come before our Heavenly Father with trust, knowing that if what we ask for is in accord with His will, He's going to answer it generously. And if it's not, He's going to answer it in His own way and in a way that's better than what we asked for. And it's important for us to persevere and never to give up on God and to give up on prayer, but to recognize that any prayer that's offered with love and with trust is going to be answered. Our Lord is never going to leave any prayer left unanswered.